The glowing region is the accretion disk. Star debris falling inward, whipped around in the maelstrom, heated by friction to such high temperatures that it glows white hot.
So at the center of our galaxy, we do have a black hole. We now know that today, but it's not producing a tremendous amount of energy. So it's perhaps, we could say, it's a black hole from a diet. It simply doesn't have a lot of material to feast on.
But what would happen if SO2 and the other stars were pulled inward by the black hole?
What happens when that material falls onto the black hole is that the black hole, there's radiation associated with the black hole, and it can generate these jets squirting out from the center of the galaxy.
Spewing out subatomic particles close to the speed of light, the beams are like vast cosmic searchlights. This is Messier 87, a large elliptical galaxy which has a supermassive black hole at its heart that's feasting on its own stars. Shooting out from its bright core are jets which travel over 5,000 light years.
I like to call these the prima donnas of the galaxy world. These are the 10% of galaxies that are show-offs.
Astronomers believe that the massive black hole at the heart of our galaxy has always been there, right from the beginning. But just how old is the Milky Way galaxy? To find out, we need to leave the disk altogether in search of our star city's oldest neighborhoods.